I just wanna have some fun, girl. Let's make it a night. Better yet, forever. Let's play in my fun world, where the colors shine bright when we're together. Shawty, be easy. Why do you tease me? You do it so effortless. Hope you're prepared for this, right? T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
The way you run Sumbo keeps it 100, feeling like Rondo, smooth assist. Ooh, I'm happy that you exist. How could I move if you resist? I'll be right here on the dance floor greeting you with a kiss. Yes.
Today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show. I'm your co-host, J.R. Williams, alongside Michael Calloway. We have some excellent guests tonight and some terrific new music. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride on today's Entrepreneurs.
Good evening. Welcome to today's Entrepreneurs. I'm your co-host, Michael Calloway.
And I'm J.R. Williams. How you doing out there, folks?
Like to say happy President's Day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who's your favorite president, J.R.?
My favorite president in the most modern times would probably be Clinton. Gonna have to say I was happy with him.
Oh, you like Clinton? Okay.
Yeah, you know, in my era. How about you?
I would probably say I like Ben Franklin and John Quincy Adams.
Okay.
Yeah, way back when, you know, hundreds of years ago. Yeah, we got a good show lined up for you tonight. We have a few authors. We have Laura Govine from Basketball Wives LA.
Yay. Very, very happy about this, folks.
We have some real estate people. We're also introducing a new segment on Wednesday called Ask Dangerous Lee.
Dangerous Lee.
Shout out to Dangerous Lee. You can contact her with all your questions at todaysradio@gmail.com. You can check her website out at dangerouslee.biz.
I was up there the other day. I like it.
Yeah, she got a lot of marketing and good things going on over there. Mm-hmm. We'd like to get into our first guest today, Adele Park. Adele Park is an author, producer, editor, and director of When Radio and Polygamy Collide, Jitters, a Quirky Little Audiobook. Adele, are you on the line with us?
Hi there, Michael. It's nice to be on your show.
How's it going?
It's going great.
So, Adele, tell us a little bit about your book.
Recently, my audiobook was awarded a prestigious Audie's Award for Best Multi-Voice Performance. I have a cast of 15 actors who tell their stories in first-person narratives. It's a satire about polygamy, and I have all these actors who are responding to the news of the day, and there's an ongoing plot involving a polygamist.
Okay, now, is there also paperback copies, or is it just audiobooks?
It is an audiobook only. It is available as an MP3 download on audible.com, or you can buy it as a packaged audiobook on amazon.com.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about your background. Right? Well, how long have you been writing?
I've pretty much been writing most of my life. In terms of my professional background, I spent the first 20 years of my career working in radio and television, primarily as a news reporter, and then later as an on-air personality, but mostly as a reporter. So that's where I got a lot of my writing skills, was because I would have to write the news that I would then report on the air.
Now, is this your first book?
It is the first audiobook in a series of audiobooks that I am producing. Right now, I am in production for another project called When Marijuana and Reality TV Collide. Yikes, another quirky audiobook.
You tell us a little bit about that. What's that about?
This is a satire about a character named Blue McKenna, who is a burned-out author and pot grower that gets involved in a reality TV show.
So, what made you want to go the audiobook route instead of paper books?
Originally, I tried to get published, and anybody that has written something that has tried to get published knows how difficult it is to attract the attention of an agent or a publisher. Publishers don't want to talk to you if you don't have an agent. Agents don't want to talk to you if you haven't been published. It's a really hard thing to get into. Now, I believe that that is changing now because of the internet. There are many ways for writers to get their work out into the public domain. One of them is simply by doing what we're doing here today, which is having an online chat about audiobooks.
With your first book that's coming out, now, is that work based off of anything that actually took place?
No, it isn't, but it does sort of mirror what is actually happening in Utah in terms of the polygamist controversy. Okay. We have a situation where polygamists are, you know, sort of openly breaking the law, and we never do anything about it until somebody like Warren Jeffs gets himself in the news.
Exactly.
And then we have this big uproar and a court hearing, and all of these things happen. But as soon as the media moves on, that situation continues to fester down there, and taxpayers are financing the whole situation because the state of Utah does not recognize plural marriage. Those that engage in plural marriage are then considered single moms, and so they're eligible for all of these public assistance programs. So essentially, we're paying for a lifestyle that we may or may not agree with.
I definitely understand that. Not to jump around you, I'm sorry. I just find it interesting what you just mentioned earlier about audiobooks and being able to sort of circumnavigate the publishers, as you put it. Is that something that, you know, is available for everybody, or what do you have to do if you are somebody that has a book and you want to put it out?
If you were interested in creating an audiobook, say you had written a book and you wanted to create an audiobook, The good news is it's now not nearly as expensive to do so as it was in the past. And the reason for that is that you can use software to edit your program rather than the traditional way of manipulating sound was to do it through a bunch of consoles and expensive equipment. You would physically manipulate and control the sound. Now you can record basically in a closet if you want to. I happen to have, you know, a studio that I built. But yes, you can have any kind of sound booth that you want as long as it's soundproof. Mm-hmm. And you can record it into your computer and then do all of the editing with tools like Pro Tools. Okay. So it has really leveled the playing field. And absolutely, I think it's really helped musicians too.
Definitely.
The nice thing is musicians can now get their stuff for sale on iTunes.
Yes.
They don't have to have a big studio backing them. They can produce it in their hometown and literally market it on a global scale.
So Adele, for people that go out and buy your book, once they purchase it and they press play, how long is the actual audio tape?
It's 6.5 hours. And it takes place in a fictitious little town called Naval, Utah. It's kind of a cosmic little setting. It's very edgy. It's satire, so we get into a lot of issues besides just polygamy. It's a little fringy. It is not what I would consider to be mainstream in any way, shape, or form. And that's the wonderful thing for writers and any kind of artist today, because we can, you know, produce our products inexpensively and market them through the internet, we don't have to necessarily fit into a little box and have our stuff be exactly like what the commercial market seems to demand. We can more or less be more true to our own art.
So a 6.5 hour audio tape, well, what would that equate to in pages?
I would say that would be about 330.
Okay. So it's about basically
but
a novel.
But it depends on how, you know, who the readers are and how it's produced. So, and how quickly whoever's narrating it reads it. So, you know, that's how long this particular project was.
You did mention your new one that you have, even after that, the When Marijuana and Reality TV Collide. Was there anything that prompted you to do that, you know, or is that just an idea that just, you know, just came to you?
It was sort of an idea that just came to me. I think marijuana is a topic that is going to be discussed a lot in the coming year because there are a lot of ballot initiatives involving marijuana.
Yeah.
Everybody has watched reality TV at one time or another. I'm really not a huge fan of reality TV, which is why I decided to write a satire about it. Because I think it's sort of hokey and staged and not real at all. And so in terms of writing satire, to me, that really appealed to me because it's anything but real.
Okay, so are you a full-time author?
Or just, I am. I run my studio in St. George, Utah. I do commercial voiceovers for TV stations, TV commercials, radio commercials, and things like that. And then I also, like I said, I'm running my production right now for Yikes, another quirky audiobook, and I have a third one planned after that one.
So if people want to get in contact with you for your services, how can they get in contact with you?
I'd love to have people visit my website at www.jittersaudiobook.com. That's www.jittersaudiobook.com. You can learn all about my cast. You can listen to a big free extended trailer. I have a very funny video on my website that you can watch. And you can also find a link to purchase it if you're interested. You can find out about my company on my website, and I have all my contact information. So that is www.jittersaudiobook.com.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's jittersaudiobook.com. for Adele Park. Now, Adele, what's next for Adele? What do you have going on?
What's next for me is just trying to get out this new audio book. In terms of what I do on, in my personal life, I'm an avid ATV writer, so what's next for me is hopefully some nice weather so I can get out on my ATV.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. So when can we expect the second book to be in stores, When Marijuana and Reality TV Collide?
I'm hoping to have a June release of that. June is National Audiobook Month. It's a time when people travel, and so I'm hoping that my audiobook will be out in time for that. And I will definitely be sending a free copy of it to you, Michael, and your partner, Jason, at Today's Entrepreneurs.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. We definitely appreciate it. Real quick, briefly, can you talk about the process that you took to gain distribution for your audiobook?
The way that my audiobook is being distributed right now is through sites like Audible.com and Amazon.com. And there are a couple of ways that you can do that. You can hire a distribution company who will place your audiobook in various venues, such as the ones that I just mentioned. Or you can do the footwork and get yourself placed in those venues. I think that sites like Amazon.com, for sure, make it very easy for you to sell your product. I had no trouble navigating the pathway to getting on Amazon.com. And they have a very simple and easy setup in terms of letting you know that somebody has placed an order. It's surprisingly simple.
Well, you've given us some excellent information tonight. And I think that for a lot of people that probably have, you know, wanted to kind of start work on writings perhaps and just didn't know how, I think that you just gave them an eye-opener right there.
Well, and don't forget that there are lots of ways that you can publish for free online now. Ebooks are so popular now, and never discount the power of blogs, because there are a whole lot of people out there who want to find out about your product, and one of the ways that you can do that is by going on their blog sites and inviting them to come on your blog site.
Okay, well, Adele, with 30 seconds left, can you just give your final parting shots and your contact information once again?
You bet. I would just like to say to all of the writers in the world, best of luck to you. Keep doing what you're doing. If you're interested in my project, I would love to have you visit my website, www.jittersaudiobook.com. And also, I would like to thank Michael and Jason from Today's Entrepreneurs for having me on your show. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you coming up here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You take care, Adele. Now.
Well, that was Adele Park, ladies and gentlemen. You can catch her at jittersaudiobook.com. Yeah, she has some pretty good info, man.
She had great info.
Great info.
So it's good that these shows are being archived so that you can go ahead and listen again and get that information that you may have misplaced, or if you didn't get it all.
The calling number is 888-429-5471, or you can hit us up on Skype. At BBS Radio 2.
Skype it up.
Our next guest is from California. She is Christina Duff. She is the founder of a charity called Atta Girl Inc. Do we have Christina on the line?
You do.
Hello, Christina. How are you?
Hi, good. Thanks for having me.
So, Christina, tell us a little bit about Atta Girl Inc.
Atta Girl Inc. is a 501c nonprofit, and it was set in 2008. Fall of 2000. I'm a makeup artist, celebrity makeup here in California, and I was volunteering with non-profit.
Christina, you're breaking up a little bit.
Oh.
You're breaking up a little bit.
Oh. Is it any better?
Yeah, it sounds a little better now.
Hello?
Yeah, okay. Continue again with just a little bit about Atta Girl.
Better? What about Atta Girl? Do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Sorry, I didn't know. Okay, it's a charity here in Los Angeles, and it's STEAM and empowerment is focused on beauty, outer body image goals. Setting. We work with women that are survivors of domestic violence, girls that have been coming out of the foster system, meaning they're 18 and emancipated from the system, women that are on parole coming out of prison. And we go into existing counseling centers during their group therapy days, and we work with their therapists and the women, and we do these workshops. And then we follow it up with a makeover day, and the women get to learn about makeup, and they get to see themselves in a different light, in a different mirror.
Now, where exactly are you located at in California?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. So do you serve only the Los Angeles region or the whole state of California?
At this time, we have worked with women in Los Angeles County and also Orange County. There are requests in Washington, D.C., Texas, Florida, Colorado to bring Atta Girl there.
Okay. Well,
so
what are...
Yeah, nationwide is a goal.
Nationwide is the goal?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are some of your success stories?
Some of the success stories are... I remember, I think it was the second workshop we ever did officially as Atta Girl, Inc., we broke it up into three different evenings, and we were working with a group about 15 domestic violence survivors. The women ranged in age from 18 to 70. And the second time we went back to this group was for body image. And there we met a 70-year-old woman who had left her husband after 43 years of marriage. When she left, he shot her in the shoulder. But she survived that, and she was going to therapy and taking care of herself. She came back to the third workshop after participating in the Love Your Body and then doing her homework. And she came back to the third workshop, and she just said, I have been, for the last 40 years, getting ready in whatever available light there was at 6:30 in the morning. I never even look at myself in the mirror. I just pull my hair back. I do the same thing every single day. She says, and now I'm 70 years old, and for the first time, I realized that my body is much more beautiful than I ever thought it was. Like, the image that she had in her head of herself was different than what she actually saw when she finally looked in the mirror one day.
It's never too late. You're in a very gratifying profession there, I must say. You know, and it's good to be able to see the change and the good that you can do for somebody. How do people, Christina, get involved and donate to your organization?
We have a website, and it's www.attagirl.org, and it's ATTAGIRL. .org, and there is a contact button there. There's a button that you can subscribe to newsletters, and that can keep you informed, and that will add you then to the database. But it's best if you actually email me through that website, and we add you to the volunteer link and specify what it is that you're looking for or how you want to participate. There's also a donate button there. And so you can donate directly through the site, through the website.
Okay. See, that's a little easier for people.
We also have a Facebook fan page.
Okay.
Facebook. And a Twitter account.
So, can you just give out that information? That Facebook information, yes. And that Twitter information?
our Facebook fan page and the Twitter one. They're both at Attagirl Inc. So it's Attagirlinc. And you could also follow me on Twitter and Facebook, and I also provide all the updates. And that's Christina Duff. So it's KristinaDuff.
Okay, in case you're just tuning in with us, we're talking to Christina Duff. So, Christina, how long have you been a makeup artist?
18 years.
Oh, wow.
10 years in Los Angeles. 10 years in Hollywood. South Florida before this.
Did you go to school for that?
I did go to school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because some people just, you know, pick it up and just get into the business. And, you know, do you think there's a difference between you having, if you know, people that have taught themselves and going to school, or?
I taught myself when I started, even in junior high. I was doing all my cousins that were in high school for proms or for their senior portraits. And then it just kept going. And when I was 18, I started to get paid for doing weddings. And I got my skincare license at that point, and I started also doing facials and treatments.
Oh, wow.
And then I went to L.A. in 2002 and because I had a scholarship to a makeup school. And so I was formally trained and learned special effects. Okay. And then I stayed in California.
Okay. Well, have you ever worked with any celebrities before?
Yes.
Who are some of them?
Who are some? I work with a lot of people. I work at CNN quite often.
Okay.
And when I'm at CNN, I work with Piers Morgan, Dr. Drew. I work with whoever our guests there are. I mean, just last week alone, I worked with Piers Morgan, Dr. Drew, John Voight, a new music band called The Indecents that just signed with Warner, and also Bret Michaels. And Angela Kinsey, she's one of my clients, and I've worked with her for 6 years. She's from the office. I do all the Emmy Award shows and the award show, red carpet stuff with her.
Okay. So why don't you tell the people what's next for Christina Duff?
What's next for Christina Duff? Well, what's next for Christina Duff and Attagirl?
Yes.
We're crewing up with a board now. We want to go nationwide, and we want to create some formal support corporate sponsorships and get into an office and be able to have the manpower to take advantage of all the opportunities that have been offered to us as a nonprofit.
Do you feel because you have the opportunity to work around, you know, some people that have a little bit of influence that maybe that will help with generating support for your organization?
I think it could, but I have to say that I don't push it on anybody. I let people know what I'm doing.
Yes.
And if they want to come forward, you know, it's taken clients sometimes 2 years to offer up some, you know, to say, I just don't push it. I think there's a fine line. Like, you know, going to do makeup is like my bread and butter, and it pays my bills. And,
exactly.
You know, everybody has a charity of choice that they want to be behind. And if they want to be behind Attagirl, then that's completely up to them.
Understood.
Okay, Christina, with the few seconds left, why don't you give everybody your parting shots and just give your contact information once again?
Okay, well, thank you again for having me on the radio today. And my name is Christina Duff. My website's ChristinaDuff.com. And we were here talking about Attagirl, Inc. today. And that website is Attagirl with two T's, Attagirl.org. And you can sign up for a newsletter, you can donate, and you can contact us through the website. And I hope you all have a fabulous evening. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Christina Duff. You can check her out at ChristinaDuff.com or at Attagirl.org.
very important thing that she's doing there.
You know, yes, helping out the women. Empowering women.
You know, because...
They produce the future, I mean.
Yeah, just that. And I mean, you know, just to say that when you're down and out, and if, you know, you're coming from a bad relationship, or, you know what I mean? It's just a very tough thing to bounce back from sometimes, you know, then... Especially without jobs, if you know, just depending on the situation, it's terrible, man. I'm glad to hear it and see somebody doing something. And
yeah, I mean, it's a good thing what she's doing. Sure. Our next guest up on the line with us tonight is Victoria Richards. Victoria Richards is from the Physicians Institute and Vital Frequency Research Center. Victoria, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing all right.
Great.
So Victoria, can you just give us a little bit of background on yourself?
Well, I have put together three different organizations. We work together with an objective to increase the quality of medical and alternative health care for the patients, to reduce the cost associated with healthcare for not only the patients, but the employees, the insurance providers, and to also lower the risks of harmful side effects and over-medication for the patients, as well as the ever-growing legal liabilities and risk for the physicians. And we do that with three different avenues. One, we are in research and development, and we create all types of amazing state-of-the-art equipment, protocols for eliminating or eradicating severe chronic pain. We have a technology that can literally turn off 20-year severe pain in about 2 hours. And we do that by working in the body's electrical systems and changing the signals and habitual patterns that are running in the circuits. And what we found over the years is that chronic illness and chronic conditions have the same patterns, and they mimic the electrical signals of chronic pain cases. So, you know, my research would lead me one direction, and before I knew it, I had discovered several other things. So, yeah. You know, that's how it goes, especially when you're an entrepreneur, right?
Go ahead. How is that actually possible that you can minimize 20 years of chronic pain in 2 hours? What is this technology that you created?
Well, the thing about chronic pain is that people assume if they still have pain 20 years after their accident, their surgery, you know, whatever it was that initially caused the pain to begin with, that there must still be a problem in the tissue, in the bones, with the organ. The fact is that your brain has a process in neuroscience is called neuroplasticity, but basically anything that you feel more than once, twice, three times, your brain automates it. It's like it records it and it plays in the background. So here's an example that probably rings true with a lot of people who throughout their lives have had jobs that they really didn't like at all and they really dreaded Monday morning. And if you ask a person who's been in a job that they hate, what point in the weekend do you begin to dread that it's almost Monday morning? Is it Friday afternoon? Is it Saturday night? Is it Sunday morning? Physically, people feel the actual dread. So their body records the information and it affects them physically. Well, when you have chronic pain, your brain records the pain signal. And so just like with pain that an amputee suffers, that pain is real. They can document that with EMGs to show that what the person is feeling is a real feeling. It's just that there's nothing causing it because the limb is gone. The brain doesn't know the limb is gone. And so it's really just like one of those programs running the background of your computer. It's just running over and over. So when we interrupt the signal, you know how when you have to turn your phone off because it's been on forever? I never turn my phone off. And suddenly it won't work very well. And they tell you to turn it off for at least 2 minutes, right?
Yep.
Because if you turn it back on too quickly, it goes right back to the old satellite signal that it had, and you still have crummy service.
Yeah.
So when you've powered it down long enough that it drops the old signal, then when you power your phone back up, it can't find that signal. That's exactly what happens in the body's electrical system when we use these very gentle, it's a procedure that is so light to the touch, you could do it on a newborn and, you know, they wouldn't feel it. And we're working at the level of the spinal nerves, the dermatome nerves, which are the nerves at the level of the skin. We're affecting the meridian channels, which, if you're familiar with Chinese medicine, it's kind of like the power supply to an organ or to a system.
Okay.
And if you saw a chart of meridian channels, it looks like a bunch of veins in your body. So they begin and end in the fingertips or toes, and there's a direct line. And, you know, say liver meridian, it begins by the big toe and goes straight up your leg and ends right at your liver. And so there's a directional flow. One way strengthens and one way calms. So when we do an interruption of one of those types, whether it's in the spinal nerve or it's in the muscle fibers or tendon fibers, it's just like kinking the garden hose when you want to change the little sprayer head.
Now, Victoria,
short-circuit that. Go ahead.
Does this technology have a name? What is this exactly called?
It's called circuitry convergence, and it's more than just pain elimination. It's a 12-phase process, and what I found over the years is that, you know, at one point we were doing a lot of detoxification. We did some amazing treatments that was featured on ABC for weight loss. And all of these technologies affect what's happening at the level of the cell. So when we're doing this treatment, we're doing a number of things. First, the very first thing is that we do some procedures that turn off all the stress in the body. So think about, you know, when you were in school, you were trying to cram for your test because you didn't do your homework, and you're at a very loud frat party. It's really hard to learn anything there, right? Because there's too much noise going on. So the first thing we do is we turn off all the stress in the circuits, and then we make sure that all of the organs and systems are strengthened. We do a process that strengthens, because when you're in a lot of pain, it's exhausting, so it takes all of your body's resources. So we strengthen everything. We have a way to deliberately manipulate the activation of specific neuropeptides, which are the molecules of emotion. And when those are stimulated, they bond to 200,000 to 300,000 receptors on every cell in your body. And it sends a signal to your cell. So when you have, and we also have the ability to stimulate endorphins, which is the body's natural morphine. So we go through this entire process that calms, strengthens, turns off all the stress signals, turns off all the pain signals, reactivates any electrical circuitry that's going on within the brain. It may have an interruption in it. Like, we'll see a lot of kids that come in and their parents say, oh, you know, now they're ADD, they're dyslexic, they have all these patterns. And when I find out that this is a fairly new issue for the child, it usually takes us about 10 minutes to make the repair for the child, because it's not really a brain chemistry problem. It's a circuitry problem. It has to do with it's very much like having a bunch of teenage girls in your house and they're all doing their hair at one time and you blow a breaker. The circuit still works. The electricity in that circuit still works. It just has lost power. So we do a lot of education. You know, we train doctors in these procedures, doctors in both traditional and alternative practices, some sport coaches, people that work with world-class athletes. And
where do you see it taking medicine? Where do you see it taking medicine?
Oh, my goodness. To a whole new world. Because here's the thing. I mean, how many of our amazing, beloved songbirds do we have to lose because they're addicted to meds? And maybe they became addicted to meds because they injured their back in a show. Or, you know, we don't hear about the people who aren't so famous. But addiction is off the charts. We deal with addiction every day. Pain, chronic conditions, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, brain sudden so-called disorders, bipolar disorder. I mean, people say you cannot affect change with bipolar disorder. It's one of the quickest things that we see as an almost instant. I mean, as we're doing the treatment on people, they get off the table and go, wow, I mean, I literally feel completely different. And their spouses will tell us a week later when they come back, oh my gosh, this is a different person.
So,
he can remember. And medication, you know, there are times when medication is appropriate. But in most cases, you get medication that gives you all these other side effects. And your body has the natural built-in medication to repair itself. Those receptor sites, when they're bonding with these medications, the only reason the medication has an effect is that it has a receptor. It's like the little lock and key kind of mechanism.
Yeah.
If your body has a receptor for that drug, that means your body makes its own natural version of that drug that works only when it needs to. And the problem with so many chemical drugs, I mean, when we see people, they come in and they bring giant bags. One woman brought in a huge Home Depot toolbox filled with medication. These are mega medications.
I mean, so the pharmaceutical companies must have a problem with people that are trying to do things.
Yeah, well, they're probably not going to like me all that much.
Exactly. So is this technology, is this something that is recognized through the medical community? Is this some type of standard?
This is not medical. This is not medical. We're in the technology business. We're not in the medical business. We do train medical people. Right now, my technology is in 4 different countries, and my plan is to take it global. A person does not have to be in the medical field to learn the technology. And, you know, we have recently conducted clinical trials not to see if the treatment works. We know the treatments work, but we are documenting the effectiveness with the most resistant cases. Doctors referred their worst patients to us. They had to be in that condition for at least 20 years to be part of the clinical study. And we worked with people who had RSD, which feels like your whole body is on fire. One woman in particular had a spinal stimulator surgically implanted from her head all the way to her tailbone, which went terribly bad. And then she had to fly to South Africa to have it removed. We've had people with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, every type of severe pain. And these people have no life. Not only do the polypharmacy, where they're taking, you know, more than one medication, and the people we see are all on multiple medications. Drugs are never tested that way. They may put a drug through lots of tests, but never together.
Sorry. Hmm? How long does that process take to actually go through
a treatment?
Well, for instance, the first treatment, we're really big into education, not just educating doctors, but we educate every person we treat. So the initial consultation, you have a couple of hours of education, but the treatment itself is about 2 hours. And for instance, there's a man who's, there's a lot of video interviews on my website, and there's a video interview of a man who, it was actually 30 years. The slates on his video say 20 because the video crew wanted to be accurate in the actual measurement of medication he was taking for that particular amount of time. He was on 200 milligrams of morphine and 7 hydrocodone every day for over 20 years. He had this pain 30 years, 8 surgeries.
Wow.
I saw this person 5 times over 2.5 weeks. The 5th treatment, he came because they are filming a documentary on my work, and he had agreed to show up, you know, just to document. And he said, I have no pain at all. I've come because I said I would, and the treatments feel amazing. It feels like your body's on vacation. And he had no pain. So here's what happens. When a person that has this chronic pain signal running in the background of their computer, and we short-circuit that signal like powering down your phone, once your body drops the signal, unless you have something recreating that pain, it's gone. So, for instance, with this particular man, the only pain signals that were back on when he came back 3 or 4 days later were the ones that were right between the shoulder blades. And if you watch the video, you can see this man, he holds himself very rigidly, doesn't move his head, because if he moved his head, he had neck pain. If he moved his back, he had back pain.
Victoria, we're talking to Victoria Richards. Victoria, is this something that is connected with any major insurance companies? Will my insurance pay for these treatments?
Well, some insurance companies will and some won't. And recently I put together a program because I realized that just the medication alone for the pain, not all the other side effects and the other drugs that people take when they're having long-term chronic conditions, but just the medication alone over the average lifespan of, say, a person who's 45, that the insurance provider pays is about $500,000. And when they come to us, in our clinical trials, every one of these people after 8 weeks had, and these are the ones with 20-year pain, after 8 weeks, they had reduced their medication by a minimum of 70%. Most were at 90%. There were a few that were already completely medication-free, but we make them go through a very safe weaning process, because you don't just stop taking those kinds of heavy drugs. But the bottom line is, every one of these people expected to be medication-free shortly thereafter. And so just the cost of medication for the insurance provider is a huge saving. So the reason that we do the clinical trials is to document the effectiveness and the reduction of medication so that all of the insurance companies will begin to recognize this treatment and pay for this treatment protocol, because everybody wins. The patient wins, the employers win, because, you know, that one guy in the company that gets every possible surgical and medical treatment done runs up the cost of the employer's insurance costs. Everybody wins.
Yeah,
so that's my new objective.
Victoria, we're a little pressed for time. Mm-hmm. Can you give your final parting shots and your contact information one more time?
Yes. It is vitalfrequency.com. I can be contacted directly at victoria@vitalfrequency.com. And my IT people told me that I have a new report that's a free report that's coming out. I believe it comes out tomorrow. You can go to the website, log on, and tomorrow we'll send you the free report. Very cool stuff in what's going on in neuroscience, what's going on in the world, and I'm always available to talk to people. Lots of videos on our website. Go check it out. And I'm so glad I got to be on your show and share the information. People don't have to be sick anymore. They don't have to take drugs, and they don't have to be in pain.
Very interesting stuff.
Yeah, we appreciate this. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Victoria Richards.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Good night.
Good night.
All callers, you want to call in, the call-in number is 888-429-5471. Let's get into some new music, and we'll be right back to you on the B-side. Thanks a lot. Today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show.
But,
Eric Sermon.
Gonna keep it going.
Yeah.
This is I Want Ya.
Yes.
Let's smooth it out. Let's plug this up in the car.
Yeah.
In your headphones. Just ride. I'm a lady sipping martini. These screwed up faces, cause they not me. You got me on my shoulders, cause I fit be. I hold it A-Y-C like B-I-G. B-I-G. Confident, cocky, cocky. Switch from the top of the key. You want to try to stop me? No carbon copy. So nice,
flow to my heartbeat. Get as deep as a shark deep. Glow bright, I can't light up a dark street. No rapper, beyond an artist. Being real, flows through my arteries. Make it hot, then I have to breathe. One purpose here, to get a lot of sheets. Focus, ain't nobody harming nobody. On the mic, I'm like strong on rock.
Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. I wanna be somebody, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. I wanna be somebody, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. I wanna be somebody, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. I wanna be somebody, girl. Tell me where you get it from.
Got haters everywhere I go now. Jealous, no class, no staff. 1 minute, look at my profile. Milk the game until there's no cows. Let my unbutton my blouse. Leather shoes now, into my house. Hip hop, never take the rhyme out. Born and hard, call a timeout. Better listen, like my up the nine now. Cocaine, just spit lines out. Could never take my shine now. Look bitter, guan, tech lime out. My prime, can't stop my grind now. Moving forward, yes, my time now. No stunting, it's what I'm about. I just drop the shoes, then I'm out.
Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. I wanna be somebody, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. I wanna be somebody, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. I wanna be somebody, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. What a piece of body, girl. Tell me where you get it from.
Hey, yo, block from the boogie down Bronx to dub. I'm putting P in the game now. It's time for a sub.
That's why.
The question is, can she compete? With two of them, they came to speak. Their approach is weak. Me, how you hot because of what you did in the street? Impress me on the beat. We ain't gonna repeat. You heard what I said, man. I keep my style underground like a dead man. And you can lay with them or not. How you want it? Get cut or get shot? Cause that's what happens when you're playing the toughie. Questions get danced around like Puffy. And like him, we ain't gonna stop. Never. On a mic with murder. Mason, better. Anybody stepping to us, Joe Paris got respect from Jamaica since I shot the sheriff.
Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. Wanna be somebody, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. Wanna be somebody, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. Wanna be somebody, girl. Tell me where you get it from. Walk like a bad girl, talk like a bad girl. Wanna be somebody, girl. Tell me where you get it from.
Shorty, let me pop that trunk and let me put my laser gun in the back and let it beat against the sack. Cause I don't know how to act when it comes to that. So I'ma let Elion bring the hook back, back, back.
Girl, you got this thing about you. Ooh, we've been dancing on the floor all night. Do you feel the way I'm feeling, baby? Let's get out of here. Girl, you got this thing about you. You wear your jeans real tight.
That's right.
You sexy and I wanna rock you.
Yeah.
She's like a stallion at Derby. No other girls walk to her beat. She's thick plus her plate's a perky. Damn, baby girl,
come with me
to a world unknown. Enigma, I'm on it like lumberjack timber. Atmosphere cloudy, snow-capped December. And I can't seem to get her up
off her knees. She's aggressive, and I like her aggression. And she likes the progression to the sky. We're so high, so high.
Does not know I'm really spaced out, constantly up in the cosmos, and she make my head spin. Cyclone, I think I need to get a grip. Python, way out of control, we both wildin'. Fresh air traffic control to both islands. Lost in each other, lose all sense of timing. As long as you're smiling, hey.
Girl, you got this thing about you. Ooh, we've been dancing on the floor all night. Do you feel the way I'm feeling, baby? Let's get out of here. This thing about you, you like to wear your jeans real tight. You sexy and I wanna rock you. You stress me.
We're back. Today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show.
How's everybody doing out there tonight?
On the line, we have Laura Govan. She is a starring cast member of the Basketball Wives Los Angeles. Laura, do we have you on the line?
Hello?
Yes. How are you doing?
I am good.
So Laura, what's going on with the Basketball Wives LA? Is there going to be another season?
Yeah, most definitely. We're going to do season 2.
Is there anything that you could tell some of the your fans and the listeners about what's going to take place?
So what's up for to come? What's coming up next is we just have to see what happens. I mean, it's, you know, it's reality TV, and then we'll just see where it goes. It just plays out on its own. We never predict, really, or, you know, you never know what's really going to happen.
No, I got you. You do make a good point. What's going on? What's up with you and Jackie? Are you still friends?
No, Jackie and I don't really talk. Well, we don't talk, actually. So but we're cordial when we see each other. We're not enemies or anything.
Gotcha. So how do you feel about the show's portrayal? How do you think it makes you guys look?
I mean, it's TV, so you really can't say, like, oh, my God, it makes us look bad, or, oh, my God, it makes us look good. I mean, it shows what it comes, you know, what comes with the territory. I mean, it's reality TV, so you get reality TV. So I think it's a good portrayal. It predicts what it is.
Do you think that you're able to be yourself having a camera, for instance, around you and, you know, knowing that it's going to be broadcast? Or do you think, like, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I think after a while, the whole camera in your face goes away.
Okay.
Like, you don't even realize that it's there anymore. You just kind of keep it moving.
I got you.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so what would be the biggest misconception that a person might have watching the show?
I would definitely say that people always think that what they see is what they get. It is at the time, but you miss out on the whole broad perspective of a person. You don't get the whole, just of who they are. You just get snippets of their life, so it's just not fair to kind of judge people on what you see. But then again, you know, it's editing and it's TV, so... That's about it.
That's the thing. At the end of the day, you don't really have any say in how it's actually chopped up, do you? Do they, you know, give you an idea of what they're going to show and what they're not going to show?
No, sometimes we see stuff as you guys see it on TV.
Oh, okay.
A lot of times.
Oh, that's interesting,
just,
man.
You know, just showing how you see it. And like, I mean, some things, the editing part, it is what it is. But, I mean, 90% of the time you are saying what you're saying. So,
Are you surprised sometimes if you are sitting there and you're actually watching it for the first time? Like, maybe you forgot something happened, or, you know, is it strange watching yourself, like, you know, in an event that took place?
Yeah, that's funny you say that, because sometimes when I see myself on TV, I'm like, damn, who is that? And then second of all, when I see myself, I'm like, dang, did I just say that? I'm funny. That's what I used to say.
Okay, so you basically think that, do you think the camera plays a part in how the girls act? Or do you think they're all just being themselves?
I mean, I think it comes with both. I think that sometimes people are aware that the cameras are there, so they act for the camera. Or a lot of times, it just depends on the person's personality. From our show, I mean, I think, you know, I hope everybody gave their... the realness as can be as real as they could be. But, I mean, you know, sometimes people get overexcited, overdramatic when they see things, you know, when they see a camera in their face. They just turn it up a notch. So, I mean, it is what it is.
What new endeavors do you have yourself going on, if any?
I have a lot of things going on, actually. I have a weight loss program that I'm doing, putting on DVD. I lost 100 pounds in counting. Wow. As far as my fourth pregnancy.
Okay.
And I have that coming out. We have children's books that I'm really, really excited about, because my children and I, we read a lot.
Okay.
What else do we have coming out? We have a book coming out. We have hair products coming out.
Wow.
We have...
touching all spectrums.
You know, yeah, it's so much you could touch. I'm a woman, so it's like,
yeah,
from head to toe, think about it. Fingernail polish, lipstick, trying to keep your teeth straight, you know what I mean? You can do a panty line, a lingerie line, you can do toenails. I mean, you name it, we could do it, so.
So what's the first thing that we should be looking forward to?
You should definitely look forward to the workout DVD that I have coming out soon. It's a regimen that I had only the times that I had, which was 12 minutes a day, to actually give to myself. So I just worked out. I used that time, and it was efficient. It was, you know, timely, and it worked for me. So I want to share it with the world.
So is that part exercise, part diet, I would imagine?
Yeah, I mean, it's as far as that. And, you know, you have to get mentally right before you try to go on a diet. When you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to go on a diet tomorrow, you know, you're not ready. I mean, when you stop and you mentally say to yourself, okay, this is what we're going to do. You map it out. You know what I mean? You put together a whole scenario. You play it out. Because people just say, oh, okay, I'm going to go on a diet. You kind of fall off the wagon because you're not mentally ready to actually go on a diet, to actually lose the weight. I just feel like sometimes people, when they have outside of medical conditions or, you know, things like that, I just think people are lazy. So when you make a conscious effort of not being lazy, you can always lose weight.
Okay. Is there any specific website or how do people find these products?
You can find me on Twitter at L4 Govan. And you can find me on Facebook, under Laura Govan. And,
well, Laura, we thank you for coming on with us.
Very much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be sure to
watch the show, and we'll be sure to support your future endeavors.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Thank you. Take care.
You too. Thank you. All right, folks. And that was Laura. How do you say her last name?
Govan.
Okay.
From the Basketball Wives of Los Angeles.
Have some exciting things going on with her, and definitely exciting new year coming up for the program.
New year, new season of her show.
Yeah.
So that's pretty big. She's got a lot going on. Why don't we get into some more new music, and we'll be back to you on the flip side.
Okay.
Radio Raheem Devon. Yeah. get to it.
Yes, we're back. You're listening to today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show. I'm your co-host, Michael Calloway.
And I'm your co-host, J.R. Williams.
I think we have a caller on the line. Caller, are you on the line with us?
I am. How are you today?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Janice. I'm calling from Connecticut.
What's up, Janice?
Hey, I was listening to the show. I really liked the guest. I think it was Christina Duffy with Attagirl. And I was hoping that I could ask her a few questions and things like that. But I know she's not on the call any longer, so I'm going to check out her website. But I just wanted to give you guys a shout out because, I mean, the show was really interesting. I really liked the Attagirl, and I really liked the woman who spoke about the alternative medical treatments.
Yeah, that right there, so, I find intriguing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I don't know. Go ahead.
What question were you trying to ask Christina Duff?
Christina? Well, a couple questions. I wanted to know about her demographics. I know she mentioned a program that she did with 18 to 70-year-olds, but I wanted to know if she worked with younger girls, particularly in high school, because I know that that's a... I mean, when we're talking about women who have been through adversity, I mean, it doesn't start when they're 18. I mean, it usually starts when they're younger. So I thought it would be a great program to kind of have high school students, high school girls take advantage of. And it seems like something that they would latch on to. I mean, what high school girl doesn't like makeup? So most do. Some don't, but most do. So I thought that was a cool program. And I'm gonna hit her up on her website, too, and see if she could maybe bring her program to Connecticut or how we can even go about doing that.
Exactly. See, that's what this show is about right here, and the networking, getting the information out, and, you know, getting people connected. That's what we like and what we're trying to achieve. If you don't mind me asking, are you a frequent listener to this particular radio network, or how did you hear about the show?
I listen all the time. I found out about it through word of mouth.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep listening for sure, you know, and pass the information on, because the callers seem to be real, your guests seem to be real interesting. But I do have if there's an opportunity for us to maybe ask the guests some questions at a certain time, that would be great too.
Definitely.
So that we can kind of circumvent the whole emailing and waiting for a response.
Absolutely. That's why we asked, what your question was, and we're going to go ahead and ourselves, contact her and just, you know, bring this, answer back on our next show on Wednesday.
And, if you want to talk to any of the guests, you can just call in as they're talking, and, we can put you right live on the air with them.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Okay. And you'll probably hear back from me.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Janice.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
All right, you have
Bye.
A good night.
All right, see ya. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number is 888-429-5471. You can hit us up on Skype at BBS Radio 2. Today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show.
Skype in. So now...
Today was a good show, man. We had a lot of guests so far.
I mean, I'm just seeing full progression going on, and that's the beautiful thing. I'm loving this new station that we've come over to. They've taken us in with open arms. I'm loving the response. I mean, I can't even get on my Facebook right now. I can't even, like, my phone's going crazy. These tweets. Basically, that's what we're going to start doing too. I guess we'll just, read some questions out over the air for people, you know, that may not be able to call in.
Yeah. And, don't forget about our new segment on Wednesdays, the Dangerous Lee Experiments. Our new segment, Ask Dangerous Lee. She's a relationship expert. She, can answer all your relationship questions. She can answer, any questions you got going on in your life, any current event questions. Just email your questions to todaysradio@gmail.com or call in with your questions on Wednesdays for Dangerous Lee. Well, you know, every show we try to give you a little bit of information.
Business savvy advice.
So today we'll give you the top 10 marketing strategies. Number one, is to stand out.
Can't be normal in the crowd.
Want to always make sure that you stand out. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We have another caller. We have caller. Are you on the line with us?
I am on the line, but I'm one of your guests.
Oh, we'll apologize. Who are we speaking to? We're sorry.
This is Chris Manley, Resumes for Children. How are you?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Oh, hi. Okay, so Chris, yeah, we have a caller on the line as well. So, Chris, how's it going?
It's going really well, really well. How are you guys doing this evening?
Pretty good, pretty good. Well, Chris, can you talk to us about Resumes for Children? What exactly is that?
Okay, that is, it's a book that I've written, but it's mainly to encourage parents to document their children's activities in resume format so they'll have them later on down the line, whether it be to apply for a college application or for a job or for an academic slot. We're just encouraging parents to be proactive in tracking what their children do instead of later on forgetting. And when they need the information, not having it.
So, I mean, it's
so
just
that's
to get
I
them.
Encourage parents to.
I'm sorry. I mean, just to say, that's just to get them into the process of writing out their achievements, for instance, and accomplishments, so that they're already in tune. Or, I mean,
yes, it is.
What so age? I'm sorry.
Well,
go ahead.
I will tell you at the time, my 7-year-old nephew, who was volunteering at school and at church and Boy Scouts, he was doing a lot of work that we weren't tracking. And now that he's 12 years old and going for competitions and whatnot, we have that on record, what he's done, so he won't forget it. And as he presents it and articulates it to people, you know, it's easier for him to do that. It's a self-esteem booster. You know, mm-hmm. it shows you that a child is more than his or her report card says that they are. And a lot of parents, again, think that their kids are just all academics when they're not.
Definitely not.
You know, they exhibit specific competencies within their little activities, whether they be competencies such as team building, you know, sportsmanship. A lot of kids are detail-oriented, very organized, and they exhibit those things that adults exhibit, except they're pint-sized.
It's just funny because, I have a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old. So I'm, you know, already in my mind, we're going through different things that I would, you know, think that they would be happy to actually write down. And like you said, remember. So I think that's a great idea. What ages do you think, you know, that should start up at? Is it just like your 7-year-old nephew or even younger than that, perhaps? Or?
Well, I would do probably 7. Which like is seven. When a lot of kids, you can explain to them what you're doing, you know, as a parent, why you're doing it. Again, putting it in front of them, having them post down, you know, post or even write out themselves a little resume. And of course, we can tweak it as mom and dads do. Definitely.
Yep, absolutely. Definitely.
And just let them. And as it changes, as you add and take off activities, put a little revision date at the bottom of their little resume. So as the years go by, you can see their activities grow and some of them most definitely change. Again, using, you know, that particular document to boost your self-esteem, number one, because, you know, I'm a children's book author. And when I saw that I published something, you know, I was very proud of myself.
Absolutely.
And kids are the same way. They're the same way. When they see that they've accomplished something and it's written down and it's shown in front of them, you know, their self-esteem is boosted as well. Okay. It's more of a feel-good document for them, but later on down the line, it can be used to their advantage.
Gotcha. So, what is some of the criteria used to put together a resume? Like, for instance, who comes up with the categories?
Okay, well, the parents can. Parents can. Definitely, if your child is one, I used to run track as a kid, and if, you know, I won plenty of trophies, some ribbons, recommendation emails from teachers, any kind of recommendations and kind of kudos, emails or letters from clergy, their friends, family, coaches. Anybody in the neighborhood, if they have a small business, they can introduce their small business to their homeowners association. You can put down any awards that they've won, any activities that they're a part of. I mentioned the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, as well if they're on the debate team, swim team. And if the parents say, well, my child doesn't, you know, really participate in a whole lot of activities, I will tell you this. On my website is a free download of budget-free and friendly, and most free is everybody's budget, let me say that, of activities. Your child can be a book reviewer, and that doesn't cost anything. By being a child book reviewer, they can build a free library at home because they're authors like me who don't request their books back but would like to get a book review from a child. They can begin activities at home as far as, say, reading circles in their neighborhood for kids who are having problems reading. They can organize different things in the community. So there are activities out there that are free that will build a child a strong resume. I say the parents just have to be creative in putting together their child's documents and seeing what they can, go for and start with the free things first. And then, you know, as the child grows and activities grows, you may have to pay for a little more activities for the child. But the parents just need to be creative.
So, Chris, what would be the benefits for a child who uses a resume opposed to one that doesn't?
Well, the benefit for that child is, number one, when you ask, and I'll use my nephew as a good example, when we ask him, well, you know, what do you do? What do you enjoy doing? And now he'll be 12 this year, or 13 this year. And he better articulate what he does because he's written it out. You know, it really, another thing a resume does for a child, it presents a child in such a way that others will want to invest in that child. Another good example is when one of my older nephews wanted to go overseas with an organization. We sent out his resume, a cover letter, and the program information to friends and family, just telling them, you know, we're seeking sponsorship. So he used his resume for sponsorship to go overseas, and I will tell you, the money came pouring in from friends and family. So that's one advantage. It presents a child in such a way that others will want to invest in that child versus one who, you know, doesn't have something to present to show their activities and where they're going and how active they can be. So those are really two good example and advantages that I will say one child will have over another child as far as a resume is concerned. So I didn't have one coming up, but I took part in wonderful activities. A resume for a child also just allows other children to see what they can accomplish, even though, you know, they may not think that they can accomplish certain things or what they've done may not matter because it was so small. Well, not true. It doesn't, for children, it does not matter how small the activity. It may give encouragement to another kid when they see another child writing down and tracking what they do. So I would say those at least are three benefits a resume can provide for a child.
Oh, okay, now, is this something I can purchase from you? Or, I mean, do you sell, like, template resumes or some type of tracking system?
Well, I do not sell any kind of tracking system, but if listeners can go online to www.resumes4children.com, and what they can do, they can either purchase the book or better yet, you know, if they cannot or not able to purchase the book, I have samples of resumes, one for a 12-year-old, one for a 14-year-old online. And they can click on those, print those out, download those. They can see what they can put on their child's resume. It's got excellent activity ideas. Again, I just pulled up one resume, has a kid that was in a newspaper feature.
Again, the awards, accomplishments, was a Spanish book club founder. So the online resources would definitely help parents build their child a resume, and so they can see what a resume for a child looks like. Definitely. But
okay,
I encourage it.
How long has this been? How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for a little over 10 years. It'll be about 12, 13 years I've been developing resumes for kids. And actually, I just did one for an 11-year-old who used it to interview to get into a private school, and he got in.
Oh,
so I'm very excited about that, very excited.
Are you getting feedback from people that have been able to take advantage of the resumes for their children?
I am. I'm getting really great feedback from the parents, especially because the kids are telling, you know, their parents, well, you know, I'm really excited. I really didn't know that, you know, I did all this stuff, and this is really fun tracking it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the kids have even put their resumes on the refrigerator.
So they can see.
It's a visual. It's a visual. And I will tell you this. A lot of parents have said, you know, Chris, you know, John is focused now because he sees the activities that he's doing, and it's really helping him to behave his way to success. He's choosing specific activities that will hone specific skills. And that has been a big plus, that the parents have given me great feedback. You know, some parents were a little leery and telling me, you know, well, why don't you just let kids be kids? Well, I tell you, and I explain to parents when they tell me this, I say, listen, would you rather have your child have a resume or be subject to some of what I consider the adult considerations out there, like smoking? The schools are handing out specific, you know, things to kids that I don't think that should be handed out to. Some of the clothes and some of the department stores are an adult consideration. Some of the things we see on TV, dressing up 4 and 5-year-olds in little tutus and hair pieces and spray tans. I would prefer for my child to have a resume than to deal with what I consider those adult considerations. And when I put it that way, you know, that kind of shuts people down.
See it in a different light. I mean, it's a different time that we're growing up in as well. And, you know, a lot more competition. You think about other countries, how they school their children, and you know, we're far behind. So it's not a bad idea at all.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to Chris Manley. Chris, can you give out your parting shots and give away your contact information?
My parting shot is, listeners, go to my website, www.resumesforchildren.com, and get the free downloads that I have online. You may order my book, resumesforchildren.com. Listen to some audio on the benefits of children having a resume. And I highly recommend you do that and start helping your child behave their way to success.
Thank you, Chris. We appreciate you for coming on the show. And good luck with all your future successes.
Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Yeah, have a good evening as well.
That was good right there. That resume is for children. That was real interesting.
You know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Yep.
A little guy's going to be like, a what? Listen, we got to start the resume process up, guys.
That's
I mean, but it is. It's structured. It gives them, you know, organization. I think it's a good idea.
Well, let's play a couple more songs, and then we'll get into our last guest for the night.
All right.
Today's good. Entrepreneurs Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen.
You're my little piece of heaven. That's what you are to me.
That's what you are.
No matter the weather, you shine bright for all to see.
So bright for all to see.
The peace of heaven with me when I'm on my grind, and I'm working my tail off, working on my mind, just wishing we could sail off, but the distant lands. heaven, right here on the movies of heaven. That's what you are to me.
That's what you are to me.
That's what you are. No matter the weather, you shine bright for all to see.
So bright for all to see.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show. I'm your co-host, Michael Calloway.
And I'm J.R. Williams.
Yeah, JR, man, it's been a good show today.
It's been an excellent show today. I mean, we covered the wide array, the wide spectrum of different businesses is going on out there. I mean, we have the information for getting, you know, illnesses and chronic pains corrected, to the, you know, children's resumes, to the woman that's helping. What's her?
Attagirl.
Attagirl, you know.
Christina, I mean, Duff helping out the empowering women.
You know, then we learned about all the products that Laura
Govan is bringing out.
I mean, so this show right here, you know, so far has been excellent.
And right now we have our last guest of the night on. We have Shante Bridges. She is from Clear Choice Realty Associates. Shante, how are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
Hi, how you doing, Shante?
So Shante, let's get into your background a little bit. Tell us about your background.
Well, as you mentioned, I'm with Clear Choice Realty. I'm a senior real estate specialist. I handle projects on behalf of the government. I deal with a lot of the airports and government buildings, that sort of thing you see. I also handle luxury and other things, and I do a lot of entrepreneurial things. I've been in business for a long time, but I still look young.
So, Shante, where are you located at?
We're in Los Angeles, California.
So do you just do real estate in Los Angeles? Are you in the whole state of California? What's up with that?
No, I do outside. Well, my license is for the state of California, but because I'm contracted with the government, I handle some properties and so forth outside of the state. So I do a little bit of everything.
And when you say contracted by the government, what does that mean exactly?
They actually hire real estate specialists to handle their leases and some of their properties, some of the things you see on the airports and that sort of thing. I am a specific specialist, and they also have what they call RICOs, contracting officers that handle all of their real estate.
Oh, and would that be for
instance, they give you a warrant, and you have, it's a certain number of millions of dollars that you could handle, and properties and land and that sort of thing, and just a ton of credentials that they look for, and once you have it, you're able to process things on their behalf.
Would that be like properties, for instance, that have been taken in forfeitures and things like that, or seizures perhaps?
Well, with those kind of properties, usually one of the things that we handle the contracts, what they call eminent domain. So let's say yes. The government has need for a property or a home or something like that.
Yeah.
We would actually prepare the contracts, and we would do the marketing research and offer the person fair market value for their home, like if they needed to build a school or, you know, a train or something of that nature.
Gotcha.
All of that is part of our job and research.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Shante, you mentioned that you've done some entrepreneurial things. What are some of the ventures that you've done?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've worked in entertainment for a long, long time, so I've worked with everybody. I've worked with Oprah for many years. I've worked with a lot of the people that you guys know well. I've worked with a lot of them. I've done a lot of entertainment. I've done a lot of business stuff, and I sit on boards. I work with volunteers as well. I'm involved with Make-A-Wish Foundation. I'm involved with Habitat Humanity. House to Home is a women's transitional. I'm really involved in the city and in the community trying to help give a little back.
Gotcha.
Okay. So what would you recommend to a person that's just starting out in business?
Well, one of the things is, nobody is an island, so you want to employ a team of individuals to assist you, to mentor, to advise, and to help to support your business. So you want to get help. Don't try to do it alone. You know, you're going to be required to wear so many different hats, so you want to have a support system in place. You want to have someone to delegate non-essentials to. So if possible, it's good to seek out virtual assistants, interns, students, anyone who will provide you help at a real low or a nominal fee. know, now at the very beginning is not a good time to hire that chief financial officer. You know, you want to get framework and a building block, and you want to build upon those things and keep your expenditures down low.
What would you say are some of the tools you utilize for success? I know you just mentioned like a couple of them, but what would you tell our listeners?
Well, you want to be a person of your word. If you make a promise to your customers, then you want to deliver on whatever you promise. You know, you want to seek to have a reputation to provide above and beyond immaculate service. You want to make it easy for your clients to brag on you and to refer you over to other people. And when times get rough, just stay positive. Don't get discouraged or be moved by setbacks. You know, create new strategies in marketing. And if at first you don't succeed, just walk through a different door until you do.
Yeah, definitely. You never want to give up. So, Shantae, how long have you been into charity work?
Wow. It's been over 18 years. I also go into the... Oh, wow. Central Juvenile Halls here, where the youth are, where incarcerated youth are, and I also been volunteering there for over 18 years. So okay, it's been a long time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to Shantae Bridges. Well, how and where can an entrepreneur find a mentor these days?
Basically, you want to seek out like individuals who are excelling, that have great character, with business savvy. People that may be in your place of employment, they may be at your house of worship, a classmate, a coach. You know, you want a mentor who knows more than what you know. Someone who can help take you to that next level.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go back to the charity work for a minute. How important do you think charity work is?
It's very, very important. It's really a priority. It's a way of giving back not only to your community or to those around you, but you could actually be affecting a generation. You know, it's very important. One good deed affects the life of so, so many. You really don't realize how much the difference you can make. Us going into juvenile hall and the places we go and the people we mentor and we help, it has really factored in and changed some lives, and we know that. And you want to do the same. Others do want to do the same. It does make a difference. And it helps your business. You build rapport. You build contacts. You make, you know, it really is an all-around win-win situation.
Okay. So, well, Shantae, in today's economic times, you know that a lot of people have multiple jobs and they're just pressed for time. So for a professional that's pressed for time, how can they implement charitable work into their schedule?
They want to kind of revise their to-do list and make charitable or volunteer work kind of a priority. Just kind of add it in there, and maybe like something once per month or once per week, or just change your to-do list a little bit and just consider the rewards for doing that and the difference you'll make.
Okay. So, Shantae, well, what exactly do you do full-time? Are you a full-time realtor?
Yes, I do full-time real estate specialist, full-time.
So what is the easiest ways that a first-time home buyer can get into a home nowadays?
The easiest way? Well, the easiest convenient way is if you're fully qualified, like if you've been on your job at least 2 years, you have a down payment, you know, you have closing costs, or if you have all cash and you're just ready to buy.
What's the average down payment right now, for instance?
It depends on what state you live in. As you notice, where you guys are on the East Coast, we see a lot of properties there. They're in the hundreds and the 200s, but the median here is closer to 400 and 500. So it kind of depends. It depends on where you are. It depends on the state. It depends on a lot of different variations. You know, like somebody may be buying a condo that's in 100, but somebody else might be buying property that's six figures, like way. You know, a lot higher. So it depends on that. Depends on how much they bring into the table and that sort of thing.
So, I mean, just because you mentioned that, I mean, from let's just say the same state, but
like California.
Let's say California, but I mean, you're talking still just talking down payment. But one house might cost $600,000, and another costs $1.5 million. Because it's the same state, should the down payment be the same percentage, or would that vary as well due to the difference?
No, it actually varies. It varies on a lot of reasons. Because, like, if it's under $500,000, then that's not, it's a different type of loan. But if it's over that and exceeds that, then you're talking about a jumbo loan. And then it depends what type of loan you're getting and what the interest rate is. Time that you're getting your loan, you know what I mean?
Yep. No, absolutely. That's why I was just curious.
Yeah, and the interest rates varies every single day. It can be 3% one day, and the next day is 4.5.
It's depending on how the market's
doing. On the same house for the same price.
Oh, are you serious? Wow.
Yes.
That's why you have to. That's why
a lot of times whoever your lender is, once they get you a really good rate, you want them to lock in that rate. You want to lock it in. So if it goes higher, you got the lower rate.
And you want to get it on a fixed rate. I'm almost sure, right?
I recommend fixed, but it really does depend. Like, let's say someone's a medical student and they know that once they get out of residency that their income is going to really increase. So right now, as, you know, a med student, they're making $50,000, but the moment they're finished, and they're going to finish in 3 years or under, they're going to go six figures. So for them, they could do an adjustable rate where they have a low interest rate, and then when it goes higher, they know their income is going to go higher. But for the average consumer, they want something fixed. They want to know what their mortgage is going to be.
And
for how long.
Right.
So, Shante, for our listeners who are thinking about getting to the real estate field, how do they go about becoming a realtor?
The laws in your state, normally you do have to take a test. The test is pretty daunting. It's not an easy test. And there are classes that are mandated and required. So they require several classes. You have to pass those classes, and then you have to take the test. It's a state proctor exam. And once you pass that exam, you're able to practice under a broker. You can't just open up your own office and start practicing. You actually have to go under a broker who sort of mentors you, trains you, and usually you go through a training once you get under a broker or a brokerage.
Almost like a apprenticeship, sounds like.
Yeah. And then they teach you the business. And for us, there was extensive training. So we had a lot of training. Different franchises have different training procedures for their teams, but ours was pretty extensive.
Gotcha.
Okay. I work under a real estate lawyer who has over 30 years experience, and he wanted his agents trained. So,
okay. I hear that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to Shante Bridges. Shante, just give your last parting shots and your contact information so people can get in touch with you.
My website is www.losangelesrealestatenow.com.
Okay, so that is www.losangelesrealestatenow.com. Well, Shante, we'd like to thank you for coming on tonight.
It was some very useful information for all of our listeners that are thinking about or in the process of doing any type of realty purchases or transactions.
Anybody in the Los Angeles area looking for a good real estate agent, look for Shante Bridges. Absolutely. She can help you out.
Thank you, Shante.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
It's been a good show.
It's been a real good show, man. Went by fast today, too.
It's speeding.
It's getting very exciting up here. We had some callers. Thanks for everybody that called in. Remember, the call-in number is 888-429-5471. Or you can contact us at BBS Radio 2 on Skype. Or you can email todaysradio@gmail.com. Today's broadcast was sponsored by MailCallOnline.com and Virgo Management. Today was a great show. We'll see you guys Wednesday. Today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Tune in, folks.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to today's Entrepreneurs Radio Show. I'm your co-host, J.R. Williams, alongside Michael Calloway. We appreciate you tuning in tonight and hope that you enjoyed the show. Until next time, please keep a successful state of mind and keep the creativity brewing.